Greg makes arrests and ACC clears some official. Human Rights Commission calls for accessible grievance mechanisms in mining sector. In international news, Senegal awaits IMF resolution on debt misreporting. Recovery plan ramps up. And in sports, Football Association of Zambia unveils under 17 technical bench ahead of COSAFA AFCON qualifier tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Government investigative wings have disclosed that some corruption allegations at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, could not be substantiated. In a joint statement, the three agencies said investigations cleared ZAMSA board member Kennedy Saini, who owns Silke Pharmacy, of conflict of interest. They explained that his pharmacy has never supplied drugs to ZAMSA. On Chisotwa Muyembe, a health officer in Kafue, investigations confirmed he is a shareholder in OMC Pharmacy, but clarified that Ministry of Health guidelines do not bar staff from owning pharmacies, provided they do not supply to ZAMSA. The agency is warned that some of the allegations were based on unverified social media posts and urged whistleblowers to provide accurate information to avoid misleading the public. Meanwhile, DEC has arrested former acting permanent secretary at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siva Kachimba, together with senior officials from ZAMSA and two private company directors. DEC Director General Nathan Banda says the arrests are part of the ongoing crackdown in the health sector, bringing the total number of people charged to 10. In a separate case, DEC has also forfeited to the state several pieces of land in Chirundu and Siavonga, believed to be proceeds of crime, covering over 300 hectares. Mr. Banda says the crackdown aims to close investigations and strengthen policy to prevent future abuse in medical supply chain. Former Fisheries and Livestock Minister Grayford Monde has accused government of being irresponsible following the slaughter of 70 cattle in Kalomo District, Southern Province. The animals were destroyed after being illegally moved from Kasangula District, which is affected by contagious bovine pleuropneumonia, CBPP. Mr. Monde says farmers in the area have been complaining about the lack of livestock vaccination, stressing that the longer animals go without vaccination, the more the disease spreads. He added that vaccination is government's responsibility, as the exercise is too costly for farmers to shoulder. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show, Mr. Monde said if government had ensured timely vaccination, there would have been no need to kill 70 cattle at once. He further suggested that authorities could have considered other options such as quarantine to manage and contain the spread of the disease.
Oh, so procedure is supposed to, for example, government, if government doesn't follow procedure to vaccinate animals, when is the responsibility? Why do they want to be punitive on a farmer, a poor farmer? So if there was a way they could be able to help, and many ways are there. Quarantine is one of them, to ensure that they can be able to manage the animals to avoid spreading. Yes, in the process they could have infected other animals, depending, I'm not even quite very confident how those animals were moving, whether they were on tracks or they were being dragged, you know, I'm not very sure. But the danger could have been if they could have infected other animals in the area. But unfortunately, the Minister of Fisheries right now and Livestock may not even have capacity to even be able to trace where the animals moved. They may not even have capacity to know whether where they were passing, those animals were already infected.
The People's Alliance for Change, PAC, has announced that it will hold its second national convention on 4th September 2025. Party President Andy Ford Banda says the convention will focus on renewing PAC's leadership mandate and adopt key resolutions as the party prepares for the 2026 general elections. He says PAC has been consulting Zambians, civil society and political stakeholders in recent months to listen to their concerns and chart a way forward. Mr. Banda adds that the party remains open to working with other opposition parties, but stressed that any alliance must be based on shared values and putting the people first. He called on Zambians to join PAC in its push for accountability, unity and transformation, saying the party is committed to restoring public trust and strengthening national institutions. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialuwalo says government is set to transform Zambia's bus stations, promising smoother travel and improved services for commuters nationwide. Mr. Sialuwalo added that the initiative would modernize transport infrastructure while boosting revenue collection. He stated that upgraded bus stations will benefit both commuters and operators, offering safer, more efficient facilities. Mr. Sialuwalo explained that the government will collaborate with the private sector through private public-private partnerships to ensure sustainable construction and rehabilitation of the stations. He further stated that this is part of a wider plan to enhance Zambia's transport system, though a timeline for the upgrades has not yet been released.
The spaces that we have in these bus stations are no longer adequate to handle a large volume of transport. This bus, especially bus stations, the plans are there, and in some other districts, there has been some works that have been that are going on.
In international news, Senegal remains in financial limbo as the International Monetary Fund, IMF, says it will take several more weeks before it can present the country's debt misreporting case to its executive board. The delay follows intensive discussions between IMF teams and Senegalese officials over corrective measures to address the discrepancy. The case stems from a dramatic revelation in September 2024. Senegal's hidden debts had ballooned from $1.9 billion to over $11 billion, triggering the freeze of a previously approved $1.8 billion IMF lending program. IMF Mission Chief Edward Gemayel said discussions on several corrective measures will continue over the next few weeks before the misreporting case can be presented. He assured that the IMF is ready to assist Senegal with an ambitious reform agenda once data is validated. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has unveiled a sweeping recovery plan aimed at stabilizing the economy through domestic financing. The plan commits to funding 90% of the initiative with internal resources, reducing future reliance on external debt. Still in international news, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is facing accusations of nepotism after appointing his daughter to a top government post. Adult Salva Kiir has been named Senior Presidential Envoy for Special Programs, a job formerly occupied by the current Vice President. Analysts say the move is part of Kiir's broader efforts to consolidate power and create a political dynasty. Adult Kiir has never before held a government job, but has been engaged in humanitarian work through her non-profit, Adult Salva Kiir Foundation. In her new post, she will serve as one of the president's closest aides. Speaking on Radio Tama Zurj on Wednesday, policy analyst James Boboya said her appointment is a step towards what he called inheritance governance, where leaders try to centralize power and redistribute resources within a small inner circle. Civil society groups have urged Adult Kiir to prioritize the public good and rise above family interests. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
iCalf from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details.